ABC Radio Australia.
Well, for the second week running, protests have been continuing at Hawaii's highest mountain, where they're trying to block the construction of a massive telescope. Here's some of the protesters who've been singing at that demonstration. Now, the hundreds of native Hawaiians and their supporters who've been demonstrating at Mauna Kea say that the $1.5 billion observation telescope's being built on sacred land. For more on this, we're joined now by Priyanka Srinivasan, who's been taking a look at the story. Firstly, Priyanka, explain for us what exactly these protests are about, a bit more beyond just that there's this telescope that they want to build.
Yes, so as you mentioned, Catherine, hundreds of people have been protesting at Mauna Kea, which is a dormant volcano, blocking the only road to the summit and shutting down construction of the 30-metre telescope that was supposed to have started last week. Protesters are mainly made up of Indigenous Hawaiians and Hawaiian rights activists. They say the site is culturally significant and is being destroyed by these telescopes. This latest telescope is one of about a dozen already on the mountain, and the first one was built in 1967. Now, these telescopes have also been closed in recent days because of the protests. I spoke with scientist Noelani Puniwai. She's an assistant professor from the University of Hawaii's Center of Hawaiian Studies. She spoke about why the Mauna Kea site and these protests are important for Native Hawaiians.
We have been protesting the development for over 10 years now, so it is not something new. And as these developments have continued, we understand the scale of the construction of this telescope on the Mauna. It's a very, very large development telescope going up. And it's one that we don't feel belongs up there. We have been fighting against the development of these telescopes since they first began building them on the mountain. Mauna Wakea. Wakea is our sky father. And he is one of those central core elements of our culture. And this is his place. Mauna Kea is such a large force in our island. And ecologically, it creates the environment that we have. It makes Hawaii what we are.
So that's Noelani Puniwai there. And these protests have been gaining traction, in fact. Dozens of solidarity protests have been coming up across the United States. And even closer to home, here in the Pacific, people are voicing concerns. Here's Mary Jane McKibben-Schwenke, manager of the Matavai Pacific Cultural Arts, talking about the significance of these protests to people in the Pacific.
You see in Hawaii, they're fighting for Mauna Kea. And we, as a Samoan, it's not too far-fetched from me as an islander. That's my Mauna too. And when I've traveled to Hawaii and Tahiti and I see what imperialism has done to the culture and its people, it makes me fired up.
Well, it's Mary Jane McKibben-Schwenke there. She is from the Matavai Pacific Cultural Arts Centre in Sydney here in Australia. It's a lot about the cultural significance, but what about for the scientists, Priyanka? What's the reaction been from them who they obviously want to build this telescope on the mountain?
Yes, some scientists have actually been going to social media to explain why Mauna Kea is so important to the scientific community. In fact, some of the first images of the black hole, those famous images, were actually captured using the telescopes on the mountain. Now, they say the mountain provides some of the best vantage points to peer into space and conduct their research, and that building this massive 30-meter telescope, and now this telescope has been designed by universities from America, Canada, China, India, Japan, they say it's a massive scientific advancement. Now, it's led to some calling the protests part of a wider debate around scientific progress versus culture and tradition. But scientist Noelani Puniwai doesn't agree. Here she is again.
I definitely do not appreciate it being called a science versus culture debate. For a long time, our people's voices have been marginalized, especially in the sciences. And we have always been scientists. All Indigenous peoples study the life forms around them. They understand their environment intimately. They are part of their environment. The science versus culture argument is just put toward us to act like we're not pro-development, pro our future. But we are all scientists. All the Hawaiian scientists I know, or a majority, I shouldn't say all, a majority of Hawaiian scientists have come out against TMT.
So that's Noelani Puniwai there from the School of Hawaiian Knowledge, who also calls herself a protector of the Mauna Kea. Now, some of the demonstrators, we understand, are at a court hearing right now. The hearing began about a couple of hours ago. They're seeking a temporary restraining order against the construction of the telescope.